It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. You know, sometimes Mr. McGee makes a lot of sense, as you must admit he does in the following.
Molly, how much do you suppose a college education is worth to a young man nowadays?
I wouldn't know, McGee, but I expect a lot.
Well, I'll tell you how much it's worth. It's worth the difference between what he can earn with it and what he can earn without it.
Well, that certainly clears it up, dearie. Why don't you come right to the point and say that Prudential's education plan is a wonderful way for every mother and father to guarantee money for their children's education. Isn't that what you were getting at?
Yep.
And what better way to prepare for those college years than to start right now? Isn't that what you had in mind?
Yep.
And even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for the children to go off to school, you can be sure with a Prudential education plan that the money will be there to pay tuition, room and board, books, clothing, and all that. Isn't that what you were going to say?
Yep.
Well, you sure were getting off to a slow start.
Yep.
And all else aside, folks, I don't know of a better idea than to begin right now, little by little, building a Prudential insurance program for your children's education that will do the very things we've been talking about. Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent and get all the details?
Yep. Hey, Molly. The mailman just came.
He's late today. What did he bring? Anything interesting?
One letter. Oh, and a postcard for you from Uncle Dennis. He's in St. Louis.
Ah, dear Uncle Dennis. Bless his heart. Let's see it.
Okay.
Says, dear Molly, remember when I was here last year, I got in a bit of a Brannigan at Hannigan's Bar and Grill.
Yep.
And you sent me $5 to pay my fine.
I remember.
Says, well, Molly, yesterday I dropped in at Hannigan's again, and guess what? Your loving and hopeful Uncle Dennis.
Well, mail him the $5. Hey, this looks like something interesting.
What is it?
An invitation or announcement. Let me see. Mr. and Mrs. Morton K. Horton request the honor of your presence at the marriage of their daughter, Nancy.
Oh, little Nancy Horton.
Big enough to get married. To Mr. Paul Bradley on Wednesday, the 6th of October, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the First Community Church.
The 6th of October, Wednesday, that's today, McGee.
2 p.m. My gosh, it's 1 o'clock already.
Oh, what a shame we can't make it. My, little Nancy Horton. Well, why did this thing come so late?
Who knows? The envelope's all scratched up like they took it to four different addresses first. Gee whiz, I remember when little Nancy was born. They were living next door here at the time. That must be 18 years ago.
Closer to 19, just after we moved in here.
All right, let's say it and get it over with. You ready?
Time certainly flies, doesn't it? What a darling baby she was, all blue eyes and blonde curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how she used to love having you pick her up and dance around with her?
Yeah. I always promised I'd dance at her wedding. I'll dance at your wedding, I used to say to her. Hey, look what it says on this little card. Reception at the country club.
Oh?
Say, why can't we go? We can make it. We still got an hour.
Well, there's so much to do, McGee. I can't. Well, we'll never...
Sure we will. We'll make it. And the reception at the country club, too. I'll dance at Nancy's wedding after all.
But, McGee, we'll have to buy a present and get dressed and get over there
to the
church.
We'll never make it standing here gabbing. Let me see, what'll I wear? Oh, I know. A suit.
Well, you'd better. Your blue suit. What about me?
Wear that slinky thing that you got installed into the women's club in. You know, that kind of a lace Mother Hubbard with the underslung sash.
Well, that's a lovely description of a Marie Petard Paris original.
That's the one. That's the one. Wear that. Be original.
Well, I'll run upstairs and see how it looks. Maybe we
can... I'll go next door and borrow a tie from Les Nelson. A bow tie. My bow ties are all a little unconservative for a quiet wedding.
Oh, they are indeed. As my father used to say when I had a date on the front porch and he was trying to sleep, you've got the loudest bows in town. Okay, hurry back now and we'll get...
Got a bow tie, Les. A nice foreign hand'll do fine. Something conservative, you know.
Well, I got some mighty pretty ties. You're sure welcome to them.
Good. I got a million ties myself, but they're just not quite right for a thing like today. You know, they're all red or orange or pink with yellow polka dots, sir.
Is this for a wedding, you say?
Wedding of a little girl that used to live right in this very house, Les. She was born here, in fact.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Her folks moved away some years ago. Way at the other side of town, we kind of lost touch with them.
Oh, of course you'll want to look nice for a thing like that. Tell me, is it going to be dark in the church?
Dark? Oh, I don't think so. Why?
Well, I guess you wouldn't want a tie that lights up then. I got me a dandy neon bow tie.
No, thanks. I got a bow tie that lights up, Les. Just a nice conservative foreign hand. That'll be fine.
Well, sir, I got just the thing. My best tie. It's kind of a dark blue.
Swell. That'll be just right.
It's hanging in the closet here. It's a dark blue suede with fringed edges, and it's got a bucking horse painted on it. You see? I tell you, when the light hits those rhinestone eyes there, you think this horse was alive.
Les, never mind.
Well, you're welcome to wear it.
Oh, thanks. I'll just wear my pink one with the yellow polka dots, because I didn't realize how conservative that pink tie is till I got over here and told you.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Onion test proves arid best.
Onion test proves arid best.
Yes, it's easy to prove to yourself that there is one deodorant that gives you complete protection from perspiration odor.
Simply rub a sliced onion on the back of your hand. You know how strong an onion smells.
Now take New Arid with non-staining chlorophyll. It's the wonderful new vanishing cream deodorant. Rub it in the same spot you rub the onion. The light green color quickly vanishes, and when it vanishes, all the onion odor is gone.
And that's exactly what happens to perspiration odor, and perspiration too, when you use the New Arid with chlorophyll daily.
Soft, creamy Arid has an exclusive vanishing cream texture to give you rubbed-in protection. An extra margin of protection that no other deodorant can give you.
Arid with chlorophyll won't stain. It's washable.
Certified by the American Institute of Laundrying. Only 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half safe.
Use Arid with chlorophyll to be sure.
Something nice and expensive. Yes, that's what I said. Let's look at the mantel clock, Bud.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
How much is it?
$25.
$25? Oh, McGee, that's an awful lot.
Oh, that's an awful lot of clock, too. Come to think of it, I don't even know if they have a mantel to put it on.
Of course, if that's too much money.
Nothing's too much money for a bride I practically hand-raised on my knee. How much is that silver gadinkus there with the tray underneath it?
Oh, it's sterling. $112.
Of course, we haven't seen this girl for 15 years.
No. Don't want to show off, of course. Hey, there's a keen-looking lamp. What's the price?
$15.
We'll take...
for the lamp and 10 more for the shade.
That's the wrong color. What you got for around 12 and a half?
Well, this makes an attractive gift, sir. Nutcracker, bowl, and a dozen nut picks.
Why don't you just have it wrapped up, McGee? Let's hurry.
Wait a second. Young couple like that, they'd never have a dozen people over at the same time for nuts. How much for the set with just a half a dozen nut picks?
I've got to figure it out. Eight and a half.
It's a deal. Wrap it real pretty with lots of satin ribbon and tissue paper. And hurry it up, Bud. Here's my parking ticket to validate, and I'll write you a check, and we gotta hurry and get it.
How do those shoes fit, sir?
Oh, they're fine. Boy, will I cut me some capers dancing in these shoes. I'll wear them.
What about the old ones? Shall I send them to your home?
Nope. I'll take them with me, like they are. Don't even bother to wrap them up.
But, McGee...
I'm going to throw them at the happy married couple. You ain't got a pound or so of rice around, have you?
Rice? Oh, for a wedding?
Yeah. That's why I bought me the shoes. Promised this kid years ago I'd dance at her wedding. And no rice, huh?
No, but I've got some old discarded shoes you're welcome to.
Say, that's swell. About 10-12 pairs, huh?
McGee, you will not. Come on, the wedding won't wait for us. Oh, my, they've closed the doors already.
That's okay, I'll open them again.
Careful.
I'll be careful. Come on in.
Heavenly days, everybody's staring at us.
Well, stare back at them. We got an invitation. Come on. Here's some room down this way.
Pardon us, please. Thank you.
Excuse me. I beg your pardon. Whoops. There.
Oh, look, McGee. Isn't she beautiful?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Funny thing, her hair's so dark.
Used to be so blonde.
Well, those things change a lot in 15 years.
Strange, I thought she'd be taller. Both her father and mother are tall. There's Mr. Horton now.
Where?
Giving the bride away.
Oh, yeah. Gee whiz, I never would have recognized him after all these years.
Why not?
Well, that hair. He's got more hair now than he used to have.
He always had plenty of hair.
You're forgetting. Maybe it's a toupee.
Shh. Here they come.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah. Makes a beautiful bride, doesn't she?
Just lovely.
I can't get over how much she's changed, though. We haven't seen her since...
Do you think she's changed?
Yeah.
I've known her ever since she was a baby, and she looks just like she did then, seems to me.
But she used to be such a golden blonde.
Yeah, when I used to bounce that little tyke on my knee, she had long blonde curls.
Oh, you're mistaken. Grace was always a brunette.
Maybe so, but Nancy always had blonde...
Nancy? Who's Nancy?
Who's Nancy? Why, the girl that just walked out on Paul Bradley's arm.
Paul Bradley?
The groom, for goodness sakes.
You sure you were invited here, Cy? You didn't just wander off the street to rest your feet or something.
No, but I'll admit you had me a little confused for a minute. That's Grace Philby and Clarence Newman, the bride and groom.
Oh, you must be thinking of the bridesmaids, sir.
Yeah.
Nancy Horton and Paul Bradley are the bride and groom. Here, McGee, let me read the invitation to him.
I'll show him. Here, look at this, bud. It says, wedding of Nancy Horton to Paul Bradley. Wednesday, the 6th of October.
Right date, all right.
2:00 in the afternoon.
Right time.
At the First Community Church.
And that's the right church.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing wrong.
What's that?
It says, First Community Church of Slow Rapids. Folks, you're in the wrong town.
What?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Bibber and Molly will be right back.
It's dependable, C. So dependable,
A.
As dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe telling you that this year RCA Victor television is out to break all popularity records. Never before has RCA Victor offered you so much for so little. There's top value at every price. Here are new television sets that are breathtakingly beautiful with exclusive engineering advances to give top performance. And prices are the lowest in RCA Victor history. So, cash in on these great buys, visit your dealer soon. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Oh, look, McGee. Here's a story in tonight's paper about little Nancy's wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure sorry we missed it.
Everybody missed it.
Huh?
Seems she canceled her engagement to Paul Bradley yesterday and eloped with her mambo teacher.
Mambo teacher? Still likes to dance, does she?
Evidently.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Bibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Robert Easton as Les, Charlie Seal as the man in the church, Jack Moyles as the clerk in the jewelry store, and Bob Bruce as the shoeman. Oh, well, who wants to dance at a wedding anyway? Tomorrow, nothing daunted by this misadventure, Mr. McGee wakes up feeling like a million. For the play-by-play details of this happy day, this is John Wald advising you to be with us again tomorrow night to hear Bibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.